Thank you, Connie. That was gentler than I feared. We are historians. We think of ourselves as lawyers. Some of y'all think of yourselves as great lawyers, but we are really historians if we're doing our jobs correctly. We are searching the past, gathering facts, researching sources, putting together stories, and interpreting what all happened and arguing about its meaning. Our world, of course, is a little smaller than most historians because we're confined by previous decisions, the statutes, the rules, the stupid things our witnesses have put on social media, but we are historians just the same. And history is important. It reveals the facts of the past, but it also reveals our nature. And human nature hasn't changed, I would argue, since our earliest history books in Adam and Eve. And the reason I say that is because I studied history. Texas history, in particular, is my passion. State tourism advertisements talk about Texas as a whole other country, which of course it is and was, literally. It is like no other state in this union. It is complicated. Texas history is full of crazy characters and crazy stories. And that craziness helped shape the great state that I am so proud to serve. My own history, as Connie mentioned, goes back to 1836, my great-great-grandfather, who was a doctor in Houston, and found Houston so repulsive that he moved to the booming town of Montgomery, Texas, which it was back then. And my mother's side was a product of the German immigration in the 1840s. Another great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, spent the night of September 8th, 1900, in a tree in Galveston at the corner of 27th and Broadway, and lived, as did the rest of our family, obviously, since I'm standing here. And that's just one family's set of stories. And so Texas history is really very interesting.